27.
We continue our celebration on page 355 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom now and forever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you and the ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as we hear God's sacred word.
A reading from the book of Hosea. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take for yourself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord." So he went and took Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have pity on the house of Israel or forgive them. But I will have pity on the house of Judah, and I will save them by their Lord, their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword or by water or by horses or by horsemen." When she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of people of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which can neither measured nor numbered. And in the place where it is said, 'You are not my children,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm chosen for today is Psalm 85. We will read the psalm responsibly by half verse. "You have been gracious to your land, O Lord.
You have restored good fortune to Jacob.
You have forgiven the iniquity of your people
and blotted out all their sins.
You have withdrawn all your fury
and turned yourself from wrathful indignation.
Restore us then, O God, our Savior.
Let your anger depart from us.
Will you be displeased with us forever?
Will you prolong your anger from age to age?
Will you not give us life again,
that your people may rejoice in you?
Show us your mercy, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
I will listen to what the Lord God is saying,
for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him.
Truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him,
that his glory may dwell in our land.
Mercy and truth have met together.
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Truth shall spring up from the earth.
Righteousness shall look down from heaven.
The Lord will indeed grant prosperity,
and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness shall go before him,
and peace shall be a pathway for his feet.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also were you circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ, whom you were buried with in baptism. You are also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive altogether with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and the authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" He said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed, and I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he has his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May what I am about to say be in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We don't have any kids, so I'm going to forego the children's message. There was an old woman who every day stood on her front porch as the beginning of the day started, and she would say, "Thank you, Jesus." And every day she would say this, and the house next door was for sale, and it was bought by an individual, a young guy, and she would come out and say, "Thank you, Jesus," as the day began. And unfortunately, this guy was an atheist. And it says, so she came out the next day, and she says, "Thank you, Jesus, for this great day." And he comes out and he says in an angry tone, "There is no God." And this went on for a while. One day, the woman comes out on her porch and she says, "Dear God, help me, because I have no food to eat." And so the next morning, she finds groceries on her front porch, enough for several weeks. And she comes out on her porch again and says, "Thank you, Jesus, for these wonderful groceries." And the neighbor comes out of the bushes saying, "You idiot, I'm the one who bought those groceries for you. There is no God. Thank you, Jesus, for all these groceries and for the taking care of this devil of a man to bring them to me." Prayer kind of sometimes looks like that, don't it? Oddly, strangely, we sometimes get into these ideas that prayer is something that we do these wonderful requests and bantering with God. Today in our gospel message, we hear of one type of prayer form that Jesus tells his disciples of how to pray and how to go about your prayer. And sometimes our prayer doesn't always look that way. Anne Lamont, in a 2012 message on National Public Radio, was giving an interview on her new book, and she talks about prayer in three different ways: help, thanks, and wow. That these were really the bona fide places that we go to when we pray. First, we are in need of help. We get someplace where we are in our lives, and we find ourselves on our knees going, "Dear God, help me." Sound familiar? And we find that it's more of a request form because of our great need or the place we've gotten into. Maybe because our health or a loved one of ours is dearly sick or something. Or we find ourselves in financial difficulties. Or a loved one is ill. Whatever it might be, we request God in those times that we are longing for God's presence. And then finally, when something does occur that we give thanks. We go out of our way and say, "Thank you, God, for this wonderful occasion. A wedding of my child, for instance. A birthday, an anniversary, Whatever it might be, we give thanks. And then we have those moments where we have those wow moments where we can't explain what happened, but we give that wow message to God. Our prayer is sometimes very difficult to understand, but Jesus tries to help us understand that a little bit. He gives us the analogy is with the person knocking at our door requesting help. Really, it's an analogy of God being the passive person or persons waiting for us to long and ask for something. And yet it is that message that we hear that sometimes we don't always get that request back. And we find ourselves in a dilemma. We find ourselves thinking, is there any God? You know, are my prayers even being listened to or answered? Many people think that. And they're not too far off, like that neighbor of that lady. We get angry and we get upset because we're not getting what we want. And reality is that as people, we're very fragile. We sometimes think going through life is something that is an expectation or that we have to get what we want because God should be giving it to us. Because I've been always faithful. I've been at church. I've given to charities. And so I'm something in return I should be getting. And so our prayer sometimes looks like that person knocking on that door and not getting the response we want. But if you listen carefully to what Jesus was saying, it is that persistence of asking that God hears our prayer. And in the very last part of that passage from Luke's gospel this morning, we hear that sometimes even when despicable things out of hatred or violence happens, that we are unworthy of God's forgiveness. But if you listen closely enough, God does forgive. It is in our request and in the communication back that sometimes we don't always perceive the answer that we're looking for. I'd like to read you a quote from a wonderful author, Madeline Engel. In her book, Walking on Water, she says this about prayer. To pray is to listen also to move through my own chattering to God, to that place where I can be silent and listen to what God may have to say. But if I pray only when I feel like it, God may not choose to speak. The greatest moments of prayer come in the midst of fumbling and faltering prayer rather than the odd moment when one decides to try to turn to God. Prayer is sometimes misleading us to think that, is there anything going to happen? It isn't just like instantaneous gratification, but it is something we work at from day to day. Taking the most obnoxiously mundane things that we do and to turn them into a prayer practice, like shaving, brushing your teeth, driving and waiting in line at a stoplight. Whatever those might be, that time of communication can sometimes turn into something enriching and even therapeutic. It can enrich our hearts to relieve our consciousness of the heavy burdens that we may be having at any given moment and turn them into a place of want, but also of receiving. To pray means it is an interaction. It's a relationship that one builds with one another. One of the most remarkable things that in my time as a priest, was with my spiritual director and his wife one day up in Kansas City. And he was mentioning to me how they pray together. And I was shocked. I said, "You pray together?" Well, he says, it looks like prayer together, but really what it is, it's her and me at the fireplace in our comfortable chairs alternating love notes to each other. My care for her and her care for me. And God is there in the midst. For me, that was incredibly inspiring to know that I can have a prayer relationship even with my wife, my partner, that special person, just like we do when we do common prayer here in church. Love and response. Response and love. On page 810 in our Book of Common Prayer, we have lots of prayer examples. Things we can turn to in those times when those special needs. It is in that prayer form when we feel a loss for the words that we can find them in our prayer book. I find that pretty enriching. So just like that old lady who's coming out on that porch and praising God, sometimes we may get feeling a little angst about that. But the reality is, why not? Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, would you please stand with me and turn to page 358 in your Book of Common Prayer. In a love note from our forebears, let us recite the Nicene Creed. We believe one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Like Abraham, before the gates of Sodom, let us beseech the Lord for the salvation of all.
For this holy gathering and for the people of God in every place, guide us in our faith and help us know your joy. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For mercy, justice, and peace in all the world, we pray for all who work in law enforcement, fire prevention, and those practicing healing of the body, mind, and spirit. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For farmers and a good growing season, for travelers and those on vacation, and for safety from violent storms. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all those who hunger and thirst, the sick and the dying, the poor and the oppressed, prisoners and captives, and for their families. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who rest in Christ and for all who have departed, those whom we now name, especially Alex Stewart, Sarah Stewart Holland's brother, and for others dear to us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For ourselves, our families, our companions, and all those we love, especially those on our parish and military prayer lists, Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lifting our voices with all creation, let us offer ourselves and those celebrating their birthdays, Sarah Stewart Holland, Emily Williams, Meg Hancock, J.D. Ann Underwood, Adeline Gregg, Kevin Collins, Paula Grubbs, Boos Moni, and Lori Cathy. Let us also remember those who celebrate their wedding anniversaries, Paige and John Maginell. May they and all of us celebrating the blessings of all of our Lord, ones are with us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. Father of the Word, whose Son taught us to pray, give us what we ask this day and open the door when we knock, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now, my sisters and brothers, let us ask God for forgiveness. On page 360, let us reflect and ask God for forgiveness with God and our neighbor. If you are able, please kneel with me or remain standing. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand with me. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace, peace be with you. Peace, Jim.
Right there.
As we come back together, please be seated. Lots of going on this week, coming week. Check out your worship aid. I'll be out this Friday at the Lakes Assisted Living. If you'd like to join us for a late week service, join the people of the Lakes for Eucharistic service out there. Are there any other announcements? Freely have we been given, freely let us give. Thank you. job. Father, wash my name, my iniquity, and cleanse me of my sins. We also give thanks for the beautiful flowers that adorn our altar from Sharon and George Chalk. In thanksgiving for their three daughters, Lori, Missy, and Tara, this day we give thanks for these wonderful people and for the Chalks. We continue our celebration on page 367 in your Book of Common Prayer, page 367. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, O gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by your Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for you, the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven, Olivia. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, Anthony. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, Martha.
Amen.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven, Griffin. The blood of Christ, the cup of our salvation, Olivia. The blood of Christ, the cup of our salvation, Anthony. The blood of Christ, the cup of our salvation, Martha. The blood of Christ, the cup of our salvation, Griff. Wherever you are in your faith journey, all baptized Christians are welcome at this communion rail and at this altar. Blood of Christ, the cup of our salvation. The blood of Christ, the cup of our salvation. Body of Christ, the bread of heaven, Jim. Let us offer our prayer after Holy Communion, found on page 365. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with the spiritual food of the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. One little announcement I forgot to mention during the announcements was that we are having fellowship out on the porch this morning. So right after our service, we're out outside on the porch where we have ice cream, delicious treats. So the peace of God, which passes all understanding, bless you with all your The peace of God, which passes all... I'm hungry for ice cream. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you all week long. Amen. Let us go forth and be the church. Alleluia, alleluia. God.
You get that?